Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 5:55 p.m. here in Manipal, and I'm recording this podcast a bit early. That's because I didn't go for my evening run. I plan to do a VO2 max test tomorrow to find out my VO2 max, and that's the reason I thought let me skip the evening run so that I feel fresh and better, and I'm able to go all out for my 12-minute test. So that's going to be important. It's going to be key. So let's see how that goes. Really looking forward for that result. Today my day was, I would say, pretty easy, and my focus was basically working with my son to install SQL on his machine, Oracle Database, as well as SQL Developer Studio. And so many changes that have happened. I actually struggled to, find out actually the username, login, and try to connect with the database. So it took me some time. There are a few errors that he was facing during the installation, so I had to solve that out. So I must have worked on that for at least two and a half hours on just working on the SQL stuff. But that's great. You know, I feel nice that finally it's done. I still need to work on a few small nitty-gritties, but I think that will be a solvable problem. That won't be great of too much of a stress. Well, besides that, morning, I woke up at around 5 o'clock. So again, it was a good sleep, but my sleep score wasn't that great, you know. So most of it, the sleep score is determined on how quickly my heart rate drops. And if it does not drop quickly, so, you know, which means my sleep score is definitely going to be a bit lower. But I did sleep for 7.5 hours or so. So I was quite pretty fresh. And I decided let's do a 14K run because I was anyways not going to run in the evening. I started off pretty easy, you know, very easy paced, and went through this my usual route, which I really love, through the villages. Of course, was greeted by a few stray dogs, and then I felt like I had to use the washroom, you know. Once I turned around, there was still around 7 kilometers left, so managed to reach a petrol bunk and use the washroom there. I felt good after that, and then my pace improved post that, and I ran towards home, and it came out to about some 14 point some extra meters. Happy with my run, actually. The weather was really nice and pleasant, I didn't have an issue with that. So got all that thing done, came back, did my breathing workout and stretches, which I'd skipped in the morning, and then got back to work. So I had a few reviews to complete, a few connects. I still have a connect today, so I need to finish that off. And once that's over, I think I'll be free for the day. So these were the things that were pretty much keeping me occupied. And I also got a chance to review a few of my works that I've already done related to water, related to I was talking about radiation, right? EMF radiation. So there are still some things that I need to work on those front, but overall it's been a nice and easy day for me, I would say. Yes, I did have a few hard conversations with my son. I actually wanted to go and enroll him into a gym, but just work just absorbed me so much that I literally forgot that I had to take him out to the gym enrollment. Anyways, I'll do that tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll have some time and space for that. Coming back to the thought process. Of course, one thing that I've always noticed is we live like zombies. You know, we're always constantly thinking about other people. And that's particularly, I'm talking about myself also when I talk about this. You know, when I want to try to focus internally, and I'm talking about mantras, trying to focus on each body mantras, you know, every time I get a thought process and I analyze my thought, it's always external driven. What is the other person going to do or think, say, act? And I personally feel that's not the way we need to live our lives, right? If we keep observing our thoughts, you know, we need to be very careful about what we think, what we want to do and achieve, rather than really dependent on, you know, what other people are thinking, doing or saying. And this is something that I personally also need to work a lot on. You know, it's not that I've solved this problem. Of course, to a great extent, just being mindful, I've realized that, you know, what to the extent of which we are actually living like zombies, you know. We live in an interconnected world, but we are so much hooked on to what other people are thinking, doing, that we forget that what we need to do and act on, right? Even our actions are based on what other people will think, say, or do, you know. So we need to, you know, cut back on that front. Do things that really you want to do, and do it because you love doing it. And that is something which is very, very important. And that's something that even I want to, you know, really go forward and discover. And, you know, right now, I would confess that, you know, most of my actions, I would say at least 50% or more, is actually external focused. Okay. I need to convert that and make it 90% internal focused, and maybe 10% external focused, because obviously, you know, you live in an interactive world, and, you know, you are answerable, or you need people's help. So, but that ratio needs to change. That ratio needs to be quite, you know, inverted, I would say, in a way. So what am I doing for that purpose, basically? What am I doing to really address this issue? So every time I'm tempted to act upon a certain thing based on my thought process, I first analyze it, whether it is driven because of external influences, or is it an internal influence. And moment it's driven through external influences, I really focus inward and start chanting mantras. See, mantras is one of the best ways to really distract your mind from what it is trying to hook itself on, right? And I have found a little bit of success. I would say, I won't say 100% success, but a little bit of success when I have to work on reducing my cravings for sweets, you know. So every time I have a craving for sweet, I actually say, yes, that's a thought process that is influencing it. I need to take that thought process out and start focusing internally. And I say, okay, I will chant this mantra maybe 10 times, 15 times, 20 times. And then see. So basically, what is happening here is you take your mind away from the object of attraction, and you know, change the direction completely. And it works. It definitely works. You just have to be very persistent with this thing. And when you try to focus internally, you can actually focus, see and analyze that you definitely feel energized. Your energy levels go up. You become much more calmer. You really understand your thoughts and actions. And you do things for yourself that take you forward. So these are, you know, a few tips, I would say, that you need to work on specifically, you know, when you are doing your work or anything that you're doing. Ask yourself this question: is it external focused or is it internal focused? Are you doing this so that somebody sees it, does it, or acts on it, or talks to it? If that's the case, okay, it might be necessary, might not be necessary, but try to see things and do things that you want to do, not because you want others to comment or think on it, right? That's one of the basic fundamentals that I think we should all work on. Not that external thinking is bad, but try to limit the thing, right? Understanding that. And I see many posts, specifically, the reason I've gone out of social media and other stuff is because many people project their lifestyle outside and they paint a very green picture, a very rosy picture and all this stuff, which is not necessarily true, you know. And others get influenced, whether it's a positive way or negative way, others do get influenced. And I do not subscribe to that ideology. I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong. Everybody has their ideology and nobody's right, nobody's wrong. But in my thought process, I personally feel, you know, whatever posts can help people grow is what I would like to do. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Hope you're having a great time. Please do take care of yourself and enjoy the rest of your week with your family and friends. Take care. Om Shanti.